This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States has ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the move is due to the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of American intellectual property, saying, quote, "We are setting out clear expectations as to how the Chinese Communist Party is going to behave," end quote. And he added, quote, "And when they don't, we are going to take actions that protect the American people, protect our security, our national security, and also protect our economy and jobs," end quote. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Hours after the order was issued, a local Houston television station, KPRC, broadcast footage of smoke billowing from a courtyard inside the consulate. Houston police said consular staffers were burning documents in open containers in preparation for being evicted. Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. The U.S. announced Wednesday it will pay $1.95 billion to Pfizer and German biotech firm BioNTech to produce and deliver 100 million doses of their COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The Department of Health and Human Services says the agreement allows the U.S. government to acquire an additional 500 million doses. A vaccine is seen as crucial to tackle the pandemic, and governments across the globe have signed deals with drug makers to secure dosages of their vaccine candidates. Pfizer and BioNTech are among a handful of companies that are racing to develop a safe and effective vaccine for COVID-19 caused by the new coronavirus. Their vaccine candidate has shown promise in early-stage small studies in humans. This is VOA News.